Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, welcome to Nine Round Nutrition Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf. I hope you are having a fantastic day. We are going to cover some great things today in regards to body composition and the change we want and getting a better return on our investment of time, because all too often we'll find individuals saying to themselves, man, you know, I'm working out this much, but I'm just not getting the change I want. I'm not getting the results that I want. And I know how frustrating that can be for so many individuals, and we want to get a bigger and better return on the investment of time, right? If we're going to put all that time into working out, let's make it work, man. Let's get that return on the investment that we want. That's the key, absolutely. So this is Nine Round Nutrition, folks, on Blog Talk Radio. And again, I'm your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach. And today's show, folks, is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimen. The program consists of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class times and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, folks, visit www.9round.com, and that's the number 9round.com. So maybe you've got some great fitness goals, body composition goals, whether you're looking to lose body fat, become an elite athlete, or somewhere in between. I think everybody would agree you want to get the biggest return on your investment of time. So I'm at a conference not too long ago, and a woman comes up to me and talks to me about health and fitness, and you know, she's telling me how much she works out, and man, does she work out a lot. I mean, I'm talking a lot. Some people might say, oh, you know, is that too much? Well, I never like to say that someone's working out too much per se. Rather, what I like to say is this. Is the nutrition, is the fuel matching the output? So point is this. I'm okay with someone working out a lot. I mean, people train for marathons and ultra marathons and half iron distance triathlon, iron distance triathlon, you know, super long events. So working out a lot is not so much the issue. Rather, it's is the body being properly fueled for the amount that we're working out. So this woman's telling me about her workout regimen, and it's solid. I mean, it's a lot of cardiovascular, a lot of strength training, you know, really putting in the time. And then she pauses and then says, but Rick, look at me. These are her words, quote unquote, I don't physically look like I work out that much. I've got a lot of body fat still. How can I have that much body fat? So, you know, I'm listening. And so my next question to her was, after she paused, I said, well, tell me about your nutrition. And here we go. The floodgates open. And the answer, folks, is always pretty simple. I mean, all too often, individuals, they overcomplicate why they gained weight. I don't know why I gained weight. Yes, I know why you gained weight. You ate too much. I mean, you ate too much of the wrong stuff. I mean, it's not a puzzle. It's just not, you know. All too often, people try to overcomplicate why they put on weight. I mean, come on. It's all about the nutrition. That's it at the end of the day. So she said, well, Rick, I eat, you know, really well. Again, these are her words. I eat really well, you know, Monday through Thursday and you know, sometimes on Friday. But, boy, she said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. She said, yeah, I have a bottle or two of wine. And she might even said each night. I don't know. And she said, you know, I go out and I eat, you know, maybe not the best foods. And then she kind of paused and was kind of stumped and said, but I work out so much and I really eat well Monday through Thursday. And she then said, so what am I doing wrong and what can I do different? And again, I'm just going to give people the facts. I don't tell people what to do or what not to do. That's not my It's not my role. My role is to give you the facts, and hey, we're all adults. I'm going to fill your toolbox with the tools, and then it's up to each individual to use those tools. As the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So I said, well, look, I said, your nutrition on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, is obviously holding you back from your results. And she said, okay, well, does that mean I can't eat or drink like I've been? And I said, well, it's not a matter of can you or can't you, or do you have to stop? I said, just a matter of what are your goals? I said, right now, your goals are way up here. Let's say if we're using a scale of 1 to 20, right? Your goals are up here to 20, very high. I said, but your commitment level is around a 6 or 7, for an example. I said, so one of two things has to happen. The commitment level either needs to come up to the 20, or the goal just has to come down. The goal and the commitment level has to match up. She's saying, hey, I want to be super lean. I want to be super fit. I want to look like I work out as much as I do work out. Big goal, 20 on a scale of 20, right? But the commitment level isn't there. Just because she works out a lot, that doesn't mean the commitment level is there. A lot of people work out a lot, okay? And so she said, oh, okay. I mean, it resonated with her, made a lot of sense. I don't think she really came to a conclusion at that point, but that was it. Those are the facts. You can do one of two things. You can increase that commitment level or decrease the goal. So I challenge you in your world, in your life of health and fitness and exercise and nutrition, is what are your goals and what is your commitment level? And this can be a tough conversation, folks. This is pulling that chair in front of that mirror, sitting down and talking with that person looking back at you, which is you. And this is that kind of knee-to-knee, eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart talk. And you got to ask that person looking back at you, how committed are you? Because remember, just going to the gym and getting your workout in, just getting in your 9-round workout, that's good. Hey, absolutely, that's good. Does that mean you're 100% committed to your goal? No, it's a start. People say, well, Rick, I'm trying. I'm trying to eat better. Okay, well, you're trying, all right. Probably not the commitment level you need. So tough conversation to have. Is your commitment level matching the goal? So that's how we're going to get the most out of our workout, out of our nutrition, is matching that commitment level and matching that goal. You don't want to have that physique that looks like you're not working out when you are putting a ton of workout time in. And I'm saying that because that's what people say to me. They're like, Rick, I don't want to look this way if I'm going to be working out this much. I understand. I get it. If you're working out that much, you want to look the part. This woman even said, she said to me, she said, Rick, people can't believe I work out as much as I do because of the way I look. And I wasn't shocked by that. That happens often. So you do want those two to match up, I'm assuming. Because that's, it's a big reason why people do work out so much, is they want to change that physique, change their body. So it does. It's all going to come down to that nutrition. And how exciting that you actually get to eat. You get to fuel your body to make it look the way you want it to look. You're not starving the body. You're not going on some diet. You're not going on some food fad. That's garbage, right? So the fun part is you actually get to eat and you get to eat good food. That's great because you want to fuel that body, right? You want to fuel that body right away upon awakening. You want to fuel that body every 3 hours all throughout the day. That's a critical part to your success. And, when you go to your 9-round workout, there's a few things you want to be cognizant of. Number one is your body properly fueled? That's going to be key. You never want to go into a workout under-fueled or under-hydrated. That's my example of going into a bear fight with a butter knife. We don't want to go into a bear fight with a butter knife. No. We do not want to go into a bear fight with a butter knife. So we want to be properly prepared and not go into a bear fight with a butter knife. So how do you know if you're properly fueled going into your 9-round workout? Folks, it's easy. Follow your 9-round nutrition. That's it. I think some people are blown away at how simple the answer is and how simple the solution is just follow your 9-round nutrition. That's it. Don't overthink it. Don't outthink it. Don't try to modify it. Just follow it. Follow it, follow it, follow it. Pre-workout fuel, breakfast, brunch, lunch, snack, dinner, maybe post-dinner snack, depending on which meal plan you have. That's how you know that you're properly fueled, okay? That's how you know that body's getting the fuel it needs. It's really that simple, folks, okay? Then when during your 9-round workout, how can we make sure we're getting the most out of that workout? Because just going in, just, you know, punching and kicking and jump rope and jump squats and burpee and mountain climbers, et cetera, yet doing the workout is good, obviously part of it. Just going in and going hard, not the goal, okay? It's not about working out more. It's not about working out harder. It's about working out smarter. Let me share this with you. Going into your 9-round workout, and let me explain the workout smarter part first. Working out smarter is all about working out in the correct heart rate zones in order to set your body up for success, in order to create better efficiency within your body. Efficiency is teaching the body to go longer, harder, faster, more repetitions at the same or lower heart rate. One more time. Efficiency is teaching the body to go longer, harder, faster, more repetitions at the same or lower heart rate. It's not about going in there and going as hard as you can, getting that heart rate up as high as you can. No, 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 not even close. We want to get a good workout, but at the same time, reduce or lower the metabolic cost. If that metabolic cost is very high, man, we're going to overwork the body. We're going to get overtrained. We're going to be at risk for injury, excessive soreness, things of that nature. So working out smart is all about working out in the right heart rate zone during your 9-round workout. So if an individual goes into their 9-round workout and they are not fueling their body properly, they're not following 9-round nutrition, and they're not following the correct heart rate zones, here's my best analogy to that. That would be like you in your job, in your business, in whatever work you do that you make money doing. That would be like you working twice as much and earning half as much. One more time, let me ask it as a question. How many of you want to work at your job, your business, etc., twice as much and earn half as much? I'm going to guess no hands are going up at this point, right? That's not the formula you're looking for. Well, guess what? Going into your 9-round workout, not following 9-round nutrition, not being properly fueled. Sure, you may be going through the motions and doing the workout, and if you're not following the right heart rate zones, you are working twice as much, and you're earning half as much in terms of results. Not the formula for success, right? So let's get the most out of every 30-minute 9-round workout you do. Hit those right heart rates. Stay in the green and yellow. You might say, oh, but it doesn't feel like I'm getting a good workout. I have to go so slow to do that. Well, folks, here's the aha moment we've got to have. We can't play ostrich and put our head in the sand. We've got to be honest with ourselves. All that means is this. You're just not as fit as you thought you were, but that's okay. All right? Most people think they're at some, you know, a much higher fitness level than they are. No. If your heart is having to work that hard, your heart's not very conditioned, so we've got to condition the heart. We are teaching the heart to beat as slow as possible, but at the same time, move your body as fast as possible. That's the key to success right there, okay? That's the important part. So this is exciting. So one more time, how are we going to get the maximum return on the investment of time? Two things, folks. 9-round nutrition. Fuel that body right away upon awakening and every 3 hours thereafter, all throughout the day. Amazing, amazing success right there. Okay? The next part, go into every 9-round workout and follow those heart rates. Wear that heart rate chest strap. Look at that heart rate on the screen. Do what you need to stay in that green and yellow. That's going to be key because I will promise you this. I'm going to promise you this right now. The more you stick with all of this, the nutrition and the heart rate training, in time, you're going to find yourself being able to work out a lot harder, a lot faster, more repetitions before fatigue, and keeping that heart rate low. I'm telling you, it's the key to success. We are working with your physiology to maximize your physiology. So, folks, enjoy it. Eat right. Enjoy the 9-round nutrition. Work out smart. Get results. Until next time, make today a great day.